From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama takes aim at the budget plan passed by House Republicans when he addresses newspaper executives today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president's expected to call the plan a Trojan horse that would hurt middle-class families.
Administration officials are calling today's speech a follow-up to the remarks the president made late last year in Osawatomie, Kansas. As he did then, Mr. Obama will stress the benefits of prosperity that's widely shared. And he'll attack the budget drafted by Republican Congressman Paul Ryan as thinly veiled social Darwinism. The Ryan budget would make deep cuts to federal spending while delivering additional tax breaks, including some to the wealthiest Americans. Mr. Obama says the Republican spending plan would gut things like education, research, and development, and he calls it a prescription for decline. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Republican candidate Mitt Romney is hoping for a sweep of today's primaries, which would allow him to focus more on spelling out his differences with President Obama. The primaries are in Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. Romney is accusing Mr. Obama of being out of touch with the problems of average Americans. NPR's Craig Windham is with us now. And Craig, is this a point that Romney is likely to keep making?
Yes, it is, Paul. Romney's trying to contrast himself with the president. At a town hall meeting in Wisconsin, Romney said serving as a pastor in his Mormon church has helped him connect with people.
You understand that almost everybody you see is facing some challenges. And one of the reasons I'm running for president of the United States is I want to help people.
But, Craig, you know, Romney is quite wealthy himself. He's often been criticized himself as being out of touch. He said his wife drives a couple of Cadillacs. Now, what are President Obama's campaign managers doing with this?
And that shows that this question of who connects better can cut both ways. President Obama's campaign advisor, David Axelrod, is indicating that we'll hear more of the criticism of Romney in the months ahead if Romney is the nominee.
He seems to be oblivious to the experiences of everyday people. He says that we should just let the housing market bottom out. We should have let Wall Street go bankrupt and so on.
That's Axelrod on CBS's This Morning, Paul.
Thanks, Craig. That's NPR's Craig Windham with us. Police have not named a motive in the shooting deaths of seven people at Ukos University, a small Christian school in Oakland, California. Three people were wounded. Oakland City Council President Larry Reed says he cannot understand why people resort to violence, and he's now questioning the easy availability of guns.
It's no different than when I lose one life to senseless violence. There are just too many guns in the hands of individuals who aren't afraid to use them.
TV news footage showed a chaotic scene with heavily armed police and SWAT officers swarming the university building located in a large industrial park near the Oakland airport. Stocks down this morning. The Dow Industrials down 27 points at last check. This is NPR News. Chrysler is the first U.S. automaker to report sales today, and with gas prices high, its small Fiat cars and Chrysler sedans are leading the way as the company reports its total sales jumping 34% in March. News Corp executive James Murdoch is resigning today as chairman of the British broadcasting giant BSkyB. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik says this comes after a series of blows related to the tabloid scandals in the United Kingdom.
News Corp has a controlling 40% stake in BSkyB and had hoped to take it over entirely last summer. Plans exploded by the cell phone hacking and police bribery scandal that led to more than 40 arrests of people connected to its newspapers. James Murdoch had been chairman of News International, the company's British newspaper arm, but he has had trouble fighting off allegations by his former top executives that he participated in a cover-up by secretly paying off a target of phone hacking. His resignation comes just days before a parliamentary report is to be issued that's expected to take a skeptical look at Murdoch's testimony. He will remain a board member at BSkyB and also continue to be the third highest executive at News Corp, but his prospects of succeeding his father, Rupert Murdoch, as chairman there look badly diminished. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Kentucky has defeated Kansas 67-59 to win the NCAA men's basketball championship for the eighth time, but Kansas head coach Bill Self says he can't complain about the way his team played.
We came up short, but you know, I don't think we lost. I think they just beat us, and I'm really proud of our team.
Dozens of people have been arrested in Kentucky following the Wildcats' win in a melee in the streets near the university campus. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News.